And we're live from the Bird's Nest. I'm Ray.
I'm Marianne.
And all you get is us.
But you know what?
Hey, we're very well worth it.
And I can't get this to sign up.
I don't know why. I swallowed a fly. I could possibly die. But
don't laugh about that. Remember, it almost happened to me.
I didn't know.
And that was bad. I can't get this to work. I don't know.
What am I wrong?
If you push it around here to me, maybe I can do it. You need to start talking about something while I'm doing it.
Well, let's talk about the fact that it's the first week of October.
Yeah.
Because,
can you believe it?
No, I cannot. I cannot, and I got to tell you, I know that.
I know people say that all the time, don't they?
Yeah.
But I have to say, I know Crunchmaster. I just can't believe summer's over.
I think that's my thing. Because, you know, I do love summer.
Yeah.
And the warm weather. Of course, it's warm here now. But it's going to be chilly starting on Sunday.
It was supposed to start snowing in the Portland. Or in, I don't know if it's in Portland, but Central Oregon. And Seattle was supposed to be really cold.
Ah.
A little bit of weather. We have.
A little bit of weather.
A new moon coming.
Oh, you know what? New app on my phone. I got it when I had the new phone for a minute. Because my other moon wouldn't come up, my other moon app. And this one actually shows you at all times the actual percentage left of the moon.
Wow. Now, what is that called?
I don't know.
Moon app?
I'll tell you. It's all of them are called the phases of the moon, I think. But look, right now, we're at 2%.
So
the moon is at 2%. So it will go down to zero, and then it will start back up.
That's just awesome.
It'll go from the new moon to the waxing.
Gibbous.
Waxing, well, waxing new, and then waxing.
Gibbous.
Gibbous.
It's gibbous.
But I love it. And the Hunter's moon is the next moon that comes up. Anyway, I wanted to show you that.
I'm going to have to find a new moon app.
I actually paid for one, and it's not what I wanted.
And
once you pay for it, I don't think you can do anything about it.
No. And you do know
I had a train of thought.
Never worked. No. I had a train of thought. We're out of it. Can you tell? Did anybody out there wonder, like, what the heck's going on with them?
Because I'm just a little tired today. But, hey, if you have a good time being tired the next day, and it is Thursday, my favorite day of the week, so it's not that bad. But I told you yesterday, whatever day, I think it was yesterday, that I read the horoscope for October.
There's something wrong with this thing.
Right? And it's going to be a...
Jesus is going to be crazy. And I'm thinking, oh, good. Because I've had a nice long season of calm and positive stuff going on.
Yeah. Well, this one is supposed to be... I mean, it's just... I think, well, and again, you've had just such a nice a nice time lately. But I do believe this one's supposed to be a little frustrating. And here's why.
Okay.
It says the main astrological events warn on the various difficulties and risks that might manifest throughout October. Conflicting and violent potential. The Uranus, Jupiter, Sun, Pluto, cardinal frost in the first 3 weeks, and the moon eclipse on October 18th.
Eclipse on the 18th?
Uh-huh. Risks of accidents, misunderstandings, and confusion. Retrograde Mercury in the last part of the month.
Oh, God, don't talk to me about accidents.
Overexcited sensitiveness, loss of self-control. Therefore, maximum caution is recommended all throughout the month, especially with transactions, signing documents, and trips. On the other hand, the cardinal cross will urge you to action and can be productive, while retrograde Mercury will favor the finalization of projects that were started some time before and have stagnated for a while. Get to work. See, that's not that bad. What they're saying is stuff that you've had going on
might wrap up.
It's okay, yeah. Uh-huh. Finally, a general predisposition toward pessimism and depression will be noticed. In order to prevent a nervous breakdown, listen to energizing music, dance. We talked about that.
I wish.
Read a relaxing book. Go and see a comedy at the cinema or the theater. Meet friends. Let's see what it says about yours in particular. Where are you? You're down here.
If any of you have been listening, and
I see.
Have, because we've got lots of listeners out there. I just got the reports, and our listenership is growing, and we do thank you for that. Oh, if anybody wants to call us, it's 347-215-6203. You can also use that number if you want to listen. 347-215-6203. Don't get upset if I should pick up the phone and say, hey, because for some reason I can't tell the difference if you want to talk or you just want to listen. But if I do that and you're calling us, just say, hey, I'm just listening.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey. You know you want it.
Okay, so I'm just going to give you the part of this horoscope for career and finance. For the long term, a favorable current will manifest. Now, this is Pisces. I'll have to read your Leo.
Okay.
In your professional life, due to the trine formed by Neptune, located in Pisces, Saturn in Scorpio, and Jupiter in Cancer. Neptune will be responsible for inspiration and talent, Saturn for thinking and concepts, and Jupiter for opportunities. For the short term, October 2013, will be rather hectic. And the first 2 weeks...
Which, now, what was your October...
For the first of the month, the first 2 weeks.
Oh, I didn't give you a day.
Yeah, first 2 weeks. Mars will be in Pisces' house of work. There will be agglomeration, pressure, emergencies, incidents. The stress will be high, but the efficiency as well. On October 7th, Venus will enter Pisces' house of career, a token of chance that will come through relationships, charm, and the exploitation of talent. Relationships will visibly stand out, especially in the second part of October, and they could contribute to success. But they nevertheless need to be treated with caution in the third week when they could become harmful or disappointing. You could also face difficulties with studies, creative work, publicity or cultural activity, trips, and long-distance collaboration. Even if it has nastier behavior, money seems to love you, though.
Good.
Pisces, career and finance horoscope. Okay, here we go. It tells you the page. Okay, let's see what it says, because I think you need to know this.
I think so. I've stopped reading because it just disappoints me. This is stuck, and it won't let me do anything.
Okay.
I think what you need to do is to just get out of it.
I've become kind of PC. Goofy. Okay. It won't go anywhere. And if you get out of that completely, I think I can set it up. But it was just stuck and spinning when I got it.
Okay, so
restart maybe, I don't know.
Anyway, a recent event October last year, Saturn's transit from Libra. Well, I'm going to just go to here. This is Pisces 2013 yearly horoscope. I don't think you want to hear all that.
Do what?
You don't know about now. Again, it says September and the first month of October 2013 will be busy, stressful, but profitable. That's good, right?
That's good.
Uh-huh. Let me go back to, I want to see what's happening with Leo.
Leo, where are you, Leo?
Okay. Let's see here. I want to go
pull up that cowardly lion.
Leo. I was there. No, I don't want to go there. Okay. I want to go there. Nope, don't want to go there. There? There. I want the month. I don't want the year. And this is so titillating. titillating, right?
What's titillating? My own. Are you getting to where you're going there, or?
Why can't I get here? What's happening? What's happening?
Go.
You want to go? I wanted to read the rest of this for you, but I can't find it all, so.
Well, I'm fine.
What happened? But what it looks like is it's going to be a complicated month, but monetarily, you're going to be okay. So maybe this is when all that stuff's going to come back and everything's
going to be good. Resolve? People, it's going to resolve?
Yeah.
People will stop taking advantage and
Well, to an extent.
I realize I do bring that on myself.
You know, I remember the last time I read something about the cross thing I just told you about.
Mm-hmm.
I want to think I was in Memphis. The Grand Shrine, it's called, right?
Oh, yeah. I remember you talking about that a while back.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't remember what exactly it was about, but I remember learning about it at that point, and it's pretty...
Is that what's going on?
Yeah, it said in yours that's going to happen. But I'm trying to figure out, let's see here. And, you know, we were going to try to call what's her name, right? But she's not going to be there because it's lunchtime.
I know, we always get her during lunch. And I'm not crazy. I'm sorry, buddy. I mean, you're a nice guy. But he doesn't have much personality.
No.
The other guy?
We really don't need that.
Just really get into it with us.
No, and maybe she would be there, but yours in this one says the first two weeks, Mars will be in Pisces' house of work. There'll be, again, the agglomeration trust, yada, yada, token chance. Now I want to see. What I wanted to see was the other one. So you just keep talking.
Are you looking to, are you looking at Leah? Are you looking at Susan Miller?
No.
Okay. I was thrilled with your finding of the toe socks.
Oh, nice.
Which sent me on a mission. As you all know, I'm suffering from a broken ankle and now getting better. I'm not suffering as much from the broken ankle, but I'm suffering from wearing the boot for so long that I'm just trying to recover here fully so I can go out running and dancing.
She's ready for that.
So Marianne found these socks in the newspaper. Now, were they the $7 socks? I thought you said they were $70.
You probably just didn't know this.
But they were the little ones with the white balls between the toes.
Yeah,
the colored ones were cute, weren't they?
They were. They reminded me of the toe socks from the 70s.
Uh-huh. But now, really, are you going to be wearing them out in public? Probably not.
Well,
but I got all excited and was looking for...
I would wear them with my Uggs.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Nobody could see them.
And that's on display.
I thought I was going to hold some out, and I was going to just love that.
No, I was hoping they would come today before I leave. But I didn't order those, but I ordered these.
Nice.
I ordered these gel toes. I wanted to bring them in, but I didn't. So I'm going to...
Gel toes?
Yeah, they're the same kind of thing, only, you know, because I think the socks are going to make me hot. You know, I don't like that.
You don't like your feet covered.
Yeah.
But, I mean, just walking around, you don't have to wear them to bed. But at night when you're home.
You're supposed to, I think, relax with them.
Yeah.
I think you need to have them on. But so anyway, I bought these gel things that they're similar to like what happens to you when you're at the to like what happens to you. Why am I talking like that?
I don't know.
they're similar to the spreaders they put on your toes when you're getting a manicure. But they're gel, and of course they're bigger. And what it looks like. Have you ever seen a set of brass knuckles?
Yes.
It looks like that, only
it's gel.
Not brass, it's gel. But you know how that looks, where it goes top and bottom to your fingers?
Yes.
That's what it does
on your toes.
Yeah, it's gel. I can't wait till they come. I think it's going to save my happy feet.
I'm going to order the other ones, the multicolor. I don't even know what they were called. They're not called toe socks. What are they called?
It's some kind of, I don't know, something.
Foot with fingers.
It's something that's about saving. Hey, a psychiatric hospital in Pennsylvania has launched a 10-day inpatient treatment program for people with severe internet addiction.
Would that be us?
I don't think so. I hate to admit it, but I love it. But I'm an information junkie. You know, I'm number 5 on the Enneagram, and that's just, I'm always looking for answers. I don't know that they helped me yet, huh?
It's just too easy.
And I told somebody, the nice thing is I don't have to get up in the night, write something down, and be at the library at 8 o'clock in the morning, which is what I used to do before the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not addicted to Facebook. I'm not addicted to social networking.
It's the information.
It's the information. I love being able to look something up. Oh, which brings me to this. Totally, I'm all over the board today, but it's better than not being anywhere, isn't it?
Right. Yeah, it totally is. I'm trying to find some music, but every time I get something, we switch in. So I think what I need to do is find a good under.
That's right. See if you can get something that just sort of
covers everything.
That covers how we are today. Maybe that, like, you know, where we are in the universe or something like that. Crazy would work, I think. For whatever reason, last week, Mom said, we were talking about lawyers and judges and what have you. You know, I know you do the same thing with Mom. Sometimes the bird, aren't you so surprised when you just go off on some kind of a tangent with her and then you're used to it with us. But when it's your mother that just comes up with this stuff that, you know, she's still so sharp and so funny and so witty. I mean, not that she shouldn't be, but, you know, she's 3/4 of a century, as my dad would have said, had he made it. He was 1/2 a century for a very long time.
Yeah.
I'm over 1/2 a century. I'm almost 1/2 a century. I'm over 1/2 a century. But she said, what happened to that other crazy lawyer around town? The one that was, I don't know what his name was, but he was magic. And you used to say the key to whether or not someone is guilty is if they hire him. And she, you know, back in the
80s,
say, if somebody is guilty, you're like, all those guys growing the hundreds of acres of pot out.
I'm telling a friend of ours who is a still well-known regional and probably now overseas legend in his own mind, because he goes over there all the time now.
Really?
You know who I'm talking about.
Are we talking about the...
To be, please.
Oh, okay. You're talking about the dark-haired version of the Bobbsey twin.
Mm-hmm.
The Richmond Bobbsey twins. Huh.
Remember the babysitter?
Oh. Situation?
Oh,
I had totally forgotten
something
that.
Was on the roof. She called the police. The police came. Basement.
Mm-hmm.
He had to do community service in the studio. And that's what they did.
They did. They smoked dope in the
studio.
Well,
they sat around and said, don't do drugs.
So, now what, I forgot about the babysitter connection. Something was on the roof. It was him?
No, it was just Acorn Squirrel. She called the police because it scared her, and he and his wife were out. And so when he got home, police were at his house.
And they had ransacked the...
They went looking. I mean, they were just making sure there's no one in the house.
And they came up on it that easily.
Yeah, because it was in the basement growing.
He had a nice
little high house. Yeah.
Well, none of this is secret, especially now. Because what I was getting at was, I used to say, oh, gosh, if somebody ended up hiring him, I'd go, okay, well, we know they're guilty, but he'll probably get them off. So Mom was wondering where he was, and I said, I'll look it up for you. And so he's just written a book. He retired the end of 2012. And he's written a book.
Wow. The last we heard of him, he was into something probably recently, but I remember when Joni was working in the courts, and they would have to come to her as they were doing their appeals to the justices or whatever and bring their information as they would come to the judges. The way it worked in my mind, I don't really know how it was, but they would have to speak with her before they could go in and speak with the judges.
Yeah, they had to come in and present their case.
Yeah, and she said it was so weird to be on the other side of him because he's larger than life. You know, in the courts around here he was.
Uh-huh.
She said, and it was crazy to her to have them say, okay, what do I need to do? What do I need to, you know, which, as our father would always say, people put their pants on the same way.
Mm-hmm. That's right. But still, I get it. I mean, they are...
Right.
He especially. So anyway, he released a book early this year, Magic Mike, The Real Story of Richmond's Legendary Defense Attorney, Michael Morchauer. I came to the University of Richmond in 1958 to play basketball. Unfortunately, I wrote an article in the student newspaper criticizing my coach for incompetencies, and as a result, I sat on the bench for the rest of my basketball career. After 3 years of law school, I became an FBI agent, then a federal prosecutor, then a magistrate judge. Finally, I became a defense attorney and found my niche and success. I was fortunate to lead defense attorney in some of the most celebrated criminal cases in Richmond and throughout Virginia. Enjoy the read. It's better than fiction because it's the real Magic Mike.
Wow, see, I'm
going to have to get it. Yeah, I'm definitely going to get it. I'll download it. The last thing I heard much about, and remember the Taylor Beal case, speaking of social networking?
Yeah. Yeah, the girl.
Wasn't even quite 18 years old, came to town to do the orientation for VCU, the pre-orientation in February. I'm still surprised at how this happens anyway. I'm not saying anything bad about the kid. I'm just saying this is what happened. So in the course of this 24 hours or so that she, and I believe her mother was with her, came to Richmond to visit the school, she met this guy. He was 37 at the time, I guess. He was a photographer, hung out around VCU. And she met him and went with him back to his apartment or somewhere, and as they say, hooked up. And she was 17, and they started a relationship. She's a pretty wild girl. I had a lot of MySpace?
MySpace was the thing.
I had a lot of rather, you know, crazy and loose things on there, nearly naked pictures. And the first week she was at VCU, she came into her dorm room one night and told her roommate, I'm going out to do something really illegal. And she said she was going first down to, you know, where that 7-Eleven is, not exactly the best of neighborhoods, mm-hmm. right there at Belvedere and the exit off of the expressway.
Oh, yeah, right there.
East of school. And there were some skateboard dudes there, and she was hanging out with the Scared of Boys, and then nobody saw her. Ever again, alive. And what had happened was she'd gone out with this guy, and they had driven out to some farm in George King William something. And they were having a sexual relationship. By now he's 38. She's still not quite 18. And she was into asphyxiation.
Oh, right.
And so he choked her with the scarf at her own suggestion. She might have choked herself. Who knows? None of us were there. But Mike Morchauer, the mother, was the very best I can say about her is a publicity ham. So she hired an attorney to protect her interests in this. And it happened to be Mike. But Mike took her case for nothing. And after they found Taylor about a month later, he made a comment that to the press, he says, you know, who knows if we'll ever have enough evidence to prove what this young man is saying is true or false.
Right.
Because, you know, enough actual evidence. And so she started a case against him, fired him, quote unquote, even though he was doing it pro bono. And, you know, and pushed until they brought sanctions against him. And that was think, I can't believe it, but I think that was like 2006. Hard to believe it was that long ago.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that's the last thing I heard about him being in the news. So this article said that he retired at the end of 2012.
And where was the article? What magazine? Where did you see
that? On the internet, we were talking about.
Oh,
I digress. We're talking about my research addiction, but not necessarily internet addiction. So why don't I come back around?
Why don't you come back around to Crazy Town?
Severe
Crazy Town.
I love that song.
Mm-hmm.
Severe internet addiction, the first of its kind in the U.S. Dr. Kimberly Young, the psychologist behind the nonprofit program, says that internet addiction is, quote unquote, more pervasive than alcoholism. What do you think about that?
I think it's true. I heard something on the radio yesterday, flipping through channels. They would, I don't know what channel this was or who it was, but they were talking about people, men, women, mostly men, who have these porn, soft porn addictions, but it's because of the internet. Now they have
easy access,
and how many marriages are ruined and families are ruined because people just can't get a grip on this is not real.
Well, I think we reported on the Bird's Nest 6 months or so ago that more than 50% of all divorce proceedings in this country now include the word Facebook.
See, that's
whether
crazy.
Somebody having an affair or somebody, you know, finding porn or
it's,
promoting porn or something.
It's crazy to me, and I guess because, you know, the way it is at my house is, yeah, we got phones and we got computers, and ours, this one, we share. But my iPad and my iPhone, they have the little locks on them, so you have to, you know, open them up or put in your security code. And I told Gary, he was picking up one day, he goes, what's your code? I said, 5135. I've told the whole world now. And he was told internet.
Oh, I was curious. You say, I don't have
really
anything
the number.
Secure.
And
anything
it's not really the number, it's 31792. But anyway, he goes,
so if they find us, they'll know they can just take mine and they'll know the code to get into yours.
Exactly. So anyway, he used that and then there was something else. And then, of course, I had Facebook. And he has my Facebook logged onto his phone because he doesn't want a Facebook account. But he likes to see what Maddie's doing, so he knows he can pull up Maddie and Kelly on mine. And we've had people like,
I wouldn't have told that either.
and it's kind of,
tell Maddie, your dad is.
He's stalking you on Facebook. She knows. I already told her. But it's because she's not going to put anything on there she doesn't want everybody to see anyway.
And, well, that's good. She's that smart.
Yeah. But so I just don't think that's where you run into problems. If you pick up a phone and somebody grabs it and runs from you, so you can't see it, I think you've got a little problem with, you know what I mean? It's like if Gary...
You're not talking to strangers.
No, I'm talking about if Gary grabbed the phone when, you know, a text popped in and, you know, because I was looking to see, I might question that a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I think I'd say,
things that make you go, and now I will be staying up past your bedtime, and I will be checking your phone. That's what I would be doing. Then I will wake you up, or you will be woken up if there's anything on there that is, you know, not nice, by the rapping on the side of your head with your phone. That's what will wake you up. What is this? That's how I would wake him up.
Yeah, I might be a little more violent than that, actually.
Yeah, what are you doing? Oh, nice. I think I found a song.
Okay, this is something I bought at the chiropractor to loosen the muscle around my knee, which is tight because I'm limping from being on the wheelie and in a cast.
Well,
I thought I would show you how it works. Since you're talking about catching your husband, you might want to relax.
I mean, yeah, don't you think? I mean, I just think that's the problem. The problem is people have secret lives.
So, well, what it is people have always had secret lives. In some ways it's easier, and in other ways it's harder. Once you start the whole Facebook thing, I think many people who do, and I know this because I stalk people on Facebook who are avoiding me or who
I expect they're supposed to be somewhere and they're not, and they give me some story. Or people now, even if somebody applies for a job or an apartment, one of the first things I do is I typically just type it into Google, but it almost always will take you to a Facebook. And if somebody is on that Facebook page looking a certain way or doing a certain thing, it's it. I don't even bother. I don't even go any further with it, because I think, as my sister is wont to say, they're stupid.
You know, I think that even if you're somebody who, you might not be revealing anything, you might think, oh, I'm not going to say this because somebody might see it. If you're addicted to the looking, you can't help but respond. And so when you do that, people know where you are and they know what you're doing and they know you're not working, or they know that, you know, you're really not, you know, at the hospital with somebody on their deathbed.
Mm-hmm.
You're just not responding to my calls. There is addiction there.
I agree.
Once you're into it, you can't stop.
And, you know, I thought I had a song, but I changed my mind as we kept talking. So, no.
She's not going to play anything today, ever again.
I am, because I'm looking for the perfect song.
Well, we could play several. So if you start one.
Okay.
I'm trying to keep the chatter up, as you can see.
And you're doing great.
I don't know about that.
I'm impressed.
Well, let me just tell you something now. Iowa, the state of Iowa, mm-hmm. grants gun permits to blind people. State officials can see that being unable to see what you're shooting is not ideal, but say that failing...
I have something that's not funny, actually rather sick to say once you're done.
But say that failing to grant the permits would violate the Federal Americans with Disabilities Act.
Well.
Other states do impose a vision requirement or require applicants to take a field test to prove they can hit a target. And that is the don't you have to be able to see to drive?
Well, you do. You know, we
so is that being a...
Are they able to drive, too?
Yeah,
they can have their licenses and that.
Well, I don't know about that, but I'm just asking if you
that, I think what you're saying is, I think, is that against the law? Are there?
Is that against the Citizens with Disabilities Act?
Well, and we have a company that we're mandated to use for our mailings, VIB, is Virginia Industries for the Blind.
Uh-huh.
And I just have such a hard time with that because, you know, they're addressing and stuffing things. And it's rare that we don't send something that I have some little, you know, remark. The other day, they also make ink pens. And I wanted some new ink pens, and I was telling my boss and Michelle, I'm like, you know, I want these pens. I like these Papermate pens. And he's like, well, you know, VIB has pens. I said, but they don't write well, and they don't know. How do they know? They don't, I mean, can they see? Can they feel? How do they know how those pens are writing? The pens do not, they don't have clues. And he was like, you're going to hell.
Let me just interject here. I know somebody in our family who actually allows the bird, our dear mother, to address things.
Well,
have you tried reading that?
Yeah, well, that would be like me addressing something.
But have you gotten anything from her that's totally... Does she ever get my zip code right? No. But you know what she does lots of times? She'll stop to think about it. She won't go back to it. So it'll just be 232. And nothing else.
It's kind of like when you were in school
that.
And you didn't want to put the answer. How about this?
I don't know what it is. Something's wrong with our eyes.
Yeah, he's like, he can't. On this album, he has a great voice.
like Aerosmith. I've just never been into it.
I was never an Aerosmith fan when we were growing up because they were too hard rocky for me. You know, I'm a, what do you call it, I'm a pop. I like the pop songs much better than the rock songs. But you should look it up later. You would like it. There, here's a couple really good ones. I can't think of what the album is, but it's a good one.
Well, I will do that.
I will look up other songs while you're sitting here.
I can't.
That Jagged Little Pill, I was thinking that was a good one. And Pink, Don't Let Me Be Me, that's a good one.
Uh-huh.
You know that one?
Yeah, I know of it. It's not something I sing.
No, but you would if it was in the car and you were riding along. It's one of those songs that you got to be in the mood for, but it's a good one when you are. I'm trying to share that with you.
I like Pink's new song.
I knew you told me that, and I tried to find it.
You're kidding.
I don't know what it is.
It is.
I heard a piece of it.
It's the Walk of Shame.
Oh, yeah. Let's see if I can find it.
You'll like that. Speaking of Walk of Shame, Katherine Heigl has damaged her career by earning a reputation as one of Hollywood's most difficult actors.
You know, I find that hard to believe, don't you?
Yeah. This was reported in the Hollywood Reporter. The former star of TV's Grey's Anatomy ascended to Hollywood's A-list after starring in the hit comedy Knocked Up. But the industry has since soured on her, quote-unquote, exceptionally difficult behavior and demands, said the reporter. She can cost you time every single day of shooting, one insider alleged. Wardrobe issues, not getting out of the trailer, questioning the script every single day.
See?
Another source said that while Heigl is very... Heigl, how do you pronounce it?
Heigl.
I was right. Heigl is very talented. She's now widely seen as not worth it, quote unquote.
Wow.
Heigl did not comment on the report, but Patrick Wilson, her co-star in upcoming film North of Hell, defended her as a great person to work with.
Hmm.
I think that's just some probably... sour grapes from the inside, don't you think?
You can be right. I'm going to hear what this one is.
One step, two steps, counting tiles on the floor. Three steps, four steps, guess this means that I'm a whore. Uh-oh, hell no, how long till I reach the door? Fuck me, my feet are sore.
Nice.
I'm wearing a wrapper dress and it looks like a hot mess. No more bubbles, no more yum. Where'd I get the wristband? Tell me there's no tramp stamp. One, two, three, shoot. No, I know the shit ain't cute, but damn, the man, a show is fun. Party till the sun wakes up. Okay, now raise your hands if you've ever been guilty. And clap, clap, clap. And you with me. Make the elevator come a little faster. I'm pushing all the buttons, but nothing's happening. Walk this way.
I like
walk this way.
I am
a
rocket. I shoot in the bed. Take my keys. Cute song. I like that.
Her friends left her.
Yep. My friends, they hung me out to draw.
I love that song.
It's not my fault, and that's why.
But here it is.
I'm doing the walk of shame.
Seven in the morning, I'm doing the walk of shame. My feet hurt. My bubble gum's gone.
Mm-hmm.
What's the song from Pink? Did she do? What is it? Oh shoot, and I can't think of it. But the other one, didn't she do? I'm coming up, so you better get this party
started. Oh yeah.
And
yeah.
Didn't she do the Freak song?
Oh, she did that one. She did that, the one that we liked so much, the...
I like her. I know you don't want to hear this because you're sick of hearing me say anything about her, but,
Taylor Swift.
No.
But I'm off Taylor Swift now. And on to another TV bopper that I can't stand.
Bieber.
No, can't stand him either. But who has taken the center stage lately with their ridiculous obnoxiousness? Miley Cyrus.
Oh,
she's going to host.
Twerky
Twerky is going to host Saturday Night Live.
I can't even watch.
I know. I can't either.
And the ad for it was just, like, ridiculous the other night. There was somebody on there, and they kept saying, oh, but what about the children? What about the children? Because of the way, you know, she's behaving.
She disgusts me. You are a Cowboys fan, right? I know y'all are all screaming about this damn football. I don't mean that in a bad way.
I know you
don't. You know, I just don't get into it.
I don't let it take over my life.
Especially when somebody says, well, we're doing this, and then we're doing that. And the other day at Tyrone's party, I thought, I wonder if Dell is in some kind of a, you know, I wonder if he plays, like, soccer or something, like, you know, or adult football. And then I realized, no, they were talking about their team.
Right.
Their
football
team. We. That's the part that gets me. I think that's crazy.
Well, you know, and like I told Gary, he was so funny because, of course, the Cowboys lost, Redskins won. Our brother-in-law's calling, blowing up the phone because now they're going to be in the playoffs because they won a game. They're going to win the Super Bowl. Hope springs eternal. But, Gary, I was like, you know what? I was secretly hoping you would win. And he was laughing. He goes, really? I said, yeah, because, I mean, it's football. It's Sunday. You want your team to win. Neither one of us is going to give up anything in our life to do with these football teams. It's just we enjoy it that they play against each other, and that's fun. But, you know, it's not a big deal. He goes, yeah, you know, I love my Redskins, but, you know, I'm not going to – my life is not going to change by them winning.
Freaking out over it.
Oh, Barry was calling off the phone, you know they're going to win, blah, blah, they're going to be in the yada, yada. And Gary is like, you know, they've won a game. You know, and you can go back and say last year they did the same thing, blah, blah, blah. But he said, and all I'm saying is let's see what happens. Let's just watch the game. Stop analyzing and watch the game.
Now, Jameis is bad about calling, but it's because he's got
Oh, he loves it. No, they love it. I mean, I'm not saying he doesn't like to talk about it, and they do, but it's like with some people, it's like they're the coach.
They have a really favorite.
Right, but with some people, it's like they are the publicity person or the coach for that team, and they've got to tell you everything that's going to happen. We've talked about another person that does that. It's kind of somewhat related to the family, a friend of a, you know, a friend, but he does that, and he gets all over the Facebook, and is just mean to people and yells at them and about his team. And it,
I can't remember who that is.
It's like husband.
Oh, do you smell smoke?
Yes, I do. For a little bit, I thought I smelled cigarette smoke.
Uh-huh.
Have you been smoking?
Yeah, I have. No, but I'm glad you said something, because I'm going to look out.
Is anybody living back in the back now?
Who knows?
Okay.
Not that I know of, but not that I'm allowed. That's weird.
Yeah, I smelled it a while ago, and I thought it smells. I forgot we cut short.
Oh, yeah, goodness.
I forgot. I mean, I was thinking it smells like Wes smokes at work.
Uh-huh.
He walks in from outside. I have to make him stand away for a few minutes.
He carries it in.
Yeah, like stand over there, let it drift into your pores and your clothes, and then come and talk to me.
Yeah, because I can't handle it. Mm-hmm. It also kind of smells like a wood fire, so that's happening.
Right?
Maybe
somebody's
trash.
Or maybe they got a fireplace around here somewhere.
They could, but it's kind of 76 degrees. Let me just tell you first, I want to tell you something about your Cowboys.
Okay.
It's really not about them, but I'm sure there are others that do the same thing. On game day, Cowboys Stadium consumes more electricity with its air conditioning, massive scoreboard, and other power-sucking amenities than Liberia.
Wow.
A nation of 3.7 million people.
How about them Cowboys?
if
they could just win a game, I wouldn't feel so bad about the electricity. No, they've won three.
Oh, God. There's something I just really wanted to talk about, and now I can't.
Well, you'll have to remember it for next
time. I will. It has to do with men and their testicles.
Nice. That's going to be good. I just know it.
Oh, well, you know, it's probably good we cut short today, but we're finally getting on the call. Maybe we should start the show 15 minutes before we start. Especially on days like this where we're lights out. I can talk about that, if you can believe it, we had some
talking about people.
Not us.
Not us. Ooh. No. And I'm looking at the clock. You know, and I'm not looking at the
clock. I'm looking
at the clock on the.
Next week, I have my competition on Thursday. So we might have to do Wednesday. If you can't, you're going to be around then.
I can do Wednesday.
I don't know if you're going to be up.
We're coming back on Wednesday. So we're coming back.
Because we've been off on Thursday.
I guess.
So I'll be back at work trying to figure out what's going on. Actually, I did spend like months ago. I have off Friday, but that was before I knew we had to pick up because they just told us to bring them up like about a month ago. So I know that at this point we're going to go no, because we didn't know what they expected.
Friday comes first.
Monday's a holiday. So I wanted Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. You know, that man who killed the native.
Not as we know it.
What island is the native?
What the hell are you talking about?
Columbus. I'll tell you about him when we go off.
Bad enough. Well, I'll talk about it.
Okay.
Talk some more about the moon in October. We're going to have a special guest. Are you sure you want to end this episode? So see us next week.
Please.
Schedule better. So look at the schedule and see when we're going to be there.
And we'll be good. Because this can't lose what's going to happen in all day.
You know, but, you know, we're like you. It's real life here. She's gone in now. Oh, we have hard days.
Oh.
Like you. All right. Are you sure you want to end this episode?
I'm sure.
You guys out there, be quiet. I don't want you all to say that.
I'm sure. I'm doing it for them.